Prestige Jayco pre-game interview.
The locket end of...
I'll tell you what, Koza, Bailey Smith
Marvel Stadium.
Isolation. I know there was a little...
He just hasn't fixed that hair, has he?
No.
It's got longer.
Obviously, no scissors at Whitnova. We might be able to talk to Ash Hansen about that. We'll find out what he's been doing in isolation, of course. West Coast Eagles champ now at the Bulldogs. Ash, welcome to Carrick Footy. Thanks for your time. And let's start off with Darren Berry's question. What have you guys been doing in isolation? Clearly not cutting hair.
No.
Who was that, sorry?
Bailey Smith's hairdo, mate.
He's hanging on to the mullet, and it's got some really good length. So as long as it's flowing, which means he's running fast tonight, we don't mind what he looks like.
Ash, I think it's just Chuck and I just being jealous of anyone that's
correct.
Not follically challenged, I would suggest. So, on a serious note, what have you been doing to keep the mind and body ticking over the last couple of months and then obviously getting back into camp with your Bulldogs?
Yeah, well, obviously the isolation part and everything going into shutdown, it was pretty stressful for a lot of people through the football community with jobs on the line and a lot of uncertainty of when we were going to return and what it was going to look like. I certainly had, put a big emphasis on my physical and mental health, because I think that's what you can control, and it certainly plays an important part in being prepared for when the return did come. And you really, as a coach, you had to be coachable yourself and make sure you're doing the right things, staying connected with other coaches and the players. But certainly some personal development, some exercise, some DIY, and certainly some good sports stockos kind of filled in the days. And my partner, she was on the front line in the hospital, so making sure she had a meal to come home to, and the clean laundry kind of filled in the 8 weeks pretty quickly.
Yeah, well done. And obviously, your partner working hard at that stage. And a lot of thoughts continue to go to those people that are still working very much at those front lines. I want to start with a debutant. Tell us about the young lad
Xavier,
from Marutna.
Xavier, college boy,
yeah,
another one.
Really exciting to have Lace come in. He's certainly going to give us a lot of speed, which is important for our game style. He's had some continuity over the break with his body, which has probably held him back last year from potentially getting the opportunity. But because he's had that consistency of his training, he's being able to develop a good portfolio of work that built the trust of his teammates and the match committee to pick him. And he's got a nice little edge of hardness too, which is going to be important tonight for us as well. So really looking forward to seeing Lath go about it.
Ash, Darren Berry, it seems an eternity ago, I'm sure, even for yourself. Ian Cohen and I called the game here against Collingwood back in round one, which felt like last year. I think it wasn't a great night for the Dogs, and I'm sure in this time, Bevo and all of the coaching staff would have looked at some things. Is there one or two things that, as a group, you thought, hey, that's unacceptable, we need to fix that now?
Commitment to the contest. I think our actions are going to speak louder than any words tonight, and it's certainly been a long wait for us to have the opportunity to rectify, how we want to play the game and really how AFL football needs to be played. And we've seen that probably over the round so far, the teams that didn't execute tackle or their defence got shown up. So our commitment to the contest and to one another is going to be really important. And then the offensive and defensive phases of the game come into play when you get that right. We certainly just allowed Collingwood way too much time and space for the ball, and then we're chasing them for a lot of the night, which doesn't help us play the way we want to play.
Five changes from that round. I mean, obviously a long time between drinks, so to speak, so there was always going to be a few changes, but were some of those things you mentioned, I suppose. What have you been able to do with only a three-week build-up as far as, match simulation and actually running your program how you want to run it?
Yeah, well, the three contact sessions have been pivotal, and the players were put on notice when they went on break that when we returned, it was probably going to be a short window, so things were going to ramp up really quickly. So we certainly put a priority on those sessions in trying to get that match simulation to the players without breaking them, which is a fine balance. But tonight, teams purely been selected on the health of the player returning and then their training form over the last fortnight preparing for tonight, that we have the confidence that we can play our game style. So the players tonight show themselves over the form they've shown over the last fortnight and the way they've returned, because that connection and trust within the playing group has to be there, and they've displayed that to one another over that period.
Yep.
Ash, the man doing special comments for us tonight, Tom Lonigan's got a question for you.
Ash, just interested to know how big Timmy English is going with his body and how he's been going the past 13 weeks. Obviously, round one wasn't his best game. Grundy got hold of him a bit. But just interested to see Rowan Marshall and Pat Ryder, two pretty good ruckmen. How's he faring going into tonight's game?
Yeah, he's in really good shape, Tim, and it certainly would have been a long 12 weeks for him. I mean, the young ruckman, the young key position player, is going to have inconsistencies in his performance, and he certainly came up against a very good ruckman like he does tonight. And a part of his evolution as a player and growth is going to be learning, understand where he needs to be better and then applying it. So once again, tonight's actions by Tim are going to lead him to get, you know, the respect back that he probably deserves. And we know we've got full faith that he can do that with his height and his ability to really stretch the field and cover the ground. So it's critical tonight that he nullifies their ruck dominance and potentially gives us first use at different occasions, because it's going to go a long way to us, you know, getting that field position and allowing us to score.
In the defensive half, Ash, again, it's Darren Berry. Yep. Again, I had a little bit to do with Alex Keith, obviously.
No, I was waiting for the Alex Keith question.
Well, cricket, footy, and yep. I thought he'd developed into a real solid defender at the Adelaide Crows, and he's made the decision to come across it. How has he fitted in? And I know as a young kid he did have leadership traits. Are they starting to come out at the Dogs?
Yeah, without doubt. He's been a fantastic addition, and we couldn't be happier with, you know, with a guy of his nature and ability. He's fit in with the group really well. A quieter demeanour, but when he speaks, makes a lot of sense and has some authority in his voice. Obviously, he's learning our game style. The continuity of not having, you know, the last 12 weeks isn't ideal, but he is a natural footballer and sports person. And, he's going to give us a lot of stability down back, a wise head. He's engaged now over the break, so it's really exciting for him. But off-field and on-field is hopefully coming together.
Ash, your leadership's a bit of a challenge at the moment for the Dogs, because you've got no player tonight who's over 200 games experience. You've got a young mix, some promising pups that are coming through, but that real high end that Richmond have got and Collingwood have got, Geelong have got, it's really hard for the Bulldogs to obviously manufacture that if it's just not around.
Yeah, I mean, leadership's a hard thing to measure. We certainly think we've got a lot of young leaders that are learning week by week, and as a group, looking to support one another. And I think that when you have that young group that comes together, they create those bonds, because they've got to have one another's backs when one might be down and the other's up. And that's where you share the load. And that's what's really exciting about our footy club, is we've got a group of young men that are learning the game together and having experiences that will turn them into good leaders. But we think that they've got the right profiles to be able to do that tonight and this season going forward. Which is going to hold us in good stead as a footy club in the long term. And, I think we've got some really good people and footballers that can lead the way.
And Ash, just quickly, Zane Cordy, obviously a lot of interest in him for K-Rock listeners. What's he got to do to be getting in the 22?
Yeah, as I said, the team was picked off a form over the last few weeks, and it's highly competitive in that back seven area to get a game. And Zane's just got to keep training and preparing. As we know, he needs to do, because he's going to be a valuable member of our side this year. There's no doubt that squads are going to be needed over the course of the next 16 weeks. But him getting back to that aerial game where he's really strong in the air, and then it can provide that run and dash for us, because he's a really neat user of the footy, and maintain that hard edge in his game is the DNA of Zane Cordy. So he's not playing tonight, but he's certainly an important member of our squad going forward this year.
Ash, nothing to do with the footy tonight. I just, back on my cricket theme, I had my binoculars on, and I probably should have contacted him, but my good mate Matty Innes, did he lose his job in the, or is he still there?
No, he's still here, and
thank goodness.
A fantastic job. Doing the program over the break, so we've got a low injury list, and the boys are really fit, so he's doing an exceptional job.
he's a great man. Give him my regards. I was just concerned. I watched you out there having a kick, and I looked and I thought, normally he's out there. He loves his footy. So just tell him Chuck said to say hello, and I think he's lost my phone number, if you can pass that on.
Yeah, I'll pass it on. We're understaffed at the moment, so blokes are doing three jobs. That's probably where you're seeing.
Yep.
No, he's in a long queue. Don't worry about that, yeah, losing Chuck's phone number. Ash, good luck, obviously, to the Dogs. We hope you go well in the restart to season 2020, and good luck for the rest of the year.
Yeah, thanks, Ian. Thanks, guys.
Prestige Jayco, pre-game interview.